from our pre-season prep, you know, we probably went in slightly undergunned into those three pre-season games. But like you said, at the same time, it was nice to get some proper rugby under our belt, because you actually see where you are then. There's one thing looking good in training, is another thing putting it into practice on a pitch. And you know, we've made good progress through the pre-season games, and it, you know, eventually accumulated with a good win away up at Fylde, albeit it was the second half performance that got that. You know, we still got a lot of work on from that first half.
It's been an incredible summer here. I've not known one quite like it. I mean, you've been through the door just over a month, and you must think it's the rugby club that never sleeps.
It is a bit like that. I literally feel like I'm on to Terry and Mike and all those guys behind the scenes 24/7. But pre-seasons are always like that. Like I said, you know, we've had a large changeover of personnel, staff and players, and that takes time to settle. People understand their roles and how we work as a collective unit. So it's always going to be busy, but you know, once we get into the league format and we start to settle down and we're understanding of how we want to play rugby, how the training week works, how we get the most out of the training week, it becomes a little bit more settled then. And you know, I think then it'll be like, actually, yeah, this is all functioning at the moment. It's like a bit hair scary. So kind of crack on with everything that seems to be going on.
There's new faces in the coaching staff and the playing staff as well. Can we talk about some of your recent signings? You brought in a player from the French side, Van, Guillaume Duplain.
Yeah.
Tell us about him.
He's a young French winger that's been involved with Van's rugby here in the Pro D, which is the second tier of French rugby below top 14. He hasn't played a lot of kind of senior rugby, if that makes sense. You know, he's been involved with their Espoirs, which is their under 23 league, which is really competitive over in France, from my experience there. And yeah, his CV land on the table. We brought him over for a trial against Bishop Stortford, and for a player that literally stepped off the plane and went straight in and played a game of rugby, while he had no idea what our calls were, it was obvious. You know, he's been pretty well coached over at Van. So, you know, we looked to bring him over full time and have him here for the season. And you know, he's willing to learn. It's a fantastic experience for him. You know, he's moved away from his hometown of Van, and he gets to play a season of rugby in the UK, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he develops. You know, he's got a lot of facets to his game that I think will suit the English league rather than maybe what he's probably experienced in France.
Colin Smith, the Namibian international, joins as a front row forward as well.
Yeah, we obviously, you know, I'm a firm believer set piece gets you a long way in this game, and every team I've coached have been involved with that's had any success has tend to have a strong set piece. It's always an area we're going to look to strengthen. But as you try and strengthen a position within your squad, you know, it's about bringing the right guy in. And you know, we obviously got Colin put forward towards us and had a look at him, and you know, do a few character references, and spoke to a few people that know have worked with him back in Namibia, and they said good things about him. He's a young guy that wants to learn and make his way into the professional game, and he sees us as a great step for that. And you know, he's a big lad, which is obviously a big boost. You know, he's got a lot of work to do technically, but he wants to learn that. And you know, there's no reason why, if he doesn't go well for us over the next 12 months, and you know, if he stays longer, great. He, you know, there's a good chance he could go further. For us, that's a win-win. We get a great player that comes through our doors, plays well for us, and goes on to bigger and better things.
I guess you've added a proven try scorer as well in John Uni, who we've been used to seeing banging them in for North Walsham on a regular basis.
Yeah, he came through a friend, actually. Obviously, he's done well for North Walsham. I actually know from my time at Barking last year, they thumped us twice. But he's done well down in that London one, which is it's a competitive league, it really is. And yeah, he wants to step up and go a bit further. He had a friend who's playing here in Will Affleck, and he said, look, a friend of mine wants to come and give it a go. And he's coming and he's impressed. I mean, he started and played in all three of the pre-season games, and his hand's certainly up for selection for the TJ's game this weekend. And another one that I think will only get better the more he trains in a better environment. Mm. You know, he's a decent all-round player. He just needs to get consistency in his game at the moment. But again, it's fantastic we get guys that have ambitions to go as far as they can in the rugby coming to Bury St Edmunds.
And just one more, I guess, adding to the international favour as well, Max Navas.
Yeah.
I think he's Austria's leading try scorer at the moment as well. Will this be his first season at this level?
It will be. Yeah, I don't think he's ever played in the UK before. He's just come off 12 months out in New Zealand. You know, we, again, it's another one of those CVs that got thrown our way, and we do as much research as we can, you know, on the players. You know, sometimes they turn out great, sometimes they don't, but in general, I'd like to think I've had a reasonable track record of my recruitment through most clubs to bring in some okay players. And he was another one. You know, looked through his CV, read well, watched a lot of his clips and some games that he played in, and he showed up really well. And he, you know, like I said, he's come in. He wants to go well in this game. You know, his attitude is, you know, exemplary. You know, he's so eager to learn, and you know that as much of his ability to play rugby on the pitch is a fantastic addition to the environment, because you need guys like that drive training, and he's one that is trying to do that at the moment, you know, for his own benefit, but obviously his teammates' benefit.
We'll look at the opening month of fixtures in a moment. Given the amount of change that there's been, do you see this as a season of transition, or once everyone gels, can it be much more than that?
It's difficult, you know. Ask me in about 8 months' time, and depending where we finish, I'll say it was a season transition or a successful season. Look, at the end of the day, you know, we recruited pretty well. You know, we brought some good players in. You know, from what we've seen in training, if we can get them to gel, then we'll be we'll have a successful season. If we don't gel, or we get ahead of ourselves thinking, oh, we've got this great group of players, they're gonna give us this back, and it just happens, that's when we become undone. Like I said, there has been a lot of change. The first few weeks, you just don't know. I mean, we go into this first TJ's game, and on paper, we should beat Tunbridge Judians. They've just come up. We've been in that for the last 2 years, had a successful season, and one where they struggle for various reasons. You know, on paper we should be beating teams like Tunbridge Judians, but I know how competitive this league can be at times. And you know, they're going to be gunning for it from the weekend. And I think until we get 4 or 5 weeks in, we're going to know whether this group can take many strides forward this year, or actually it will be a case of, right, we've got to keep building on this. Because, you know, our focus as a group is to always be better than the last session, always be better than the last game, and have that kind of short-sighted focus. And if you do that, your performances will take care of themselves and your results take care of themselves. The reality is, there's no reason why we shouldn't be competitive this year. That's the pressure I want to put on the players. You know, it makes it easier when I go into a game saying we should be, sorry, at the end of a game when I say we should be doing better than this and we've not performed, rather than going all the time saying, you know, we've got to get better at this, got to do that, got to do this, and suddenly you're kind of just paying lip service to things. We've got to continually drive the environment to improve, and that's what we're trying to do as a coaching team. But I'd like to think it's not a season transition. There's no reason why, if all the guys buy into what we're doing, they don't pick it up pretty quickly and get on with things, you know. That's the idea anyway.
You mentioned Judian have just come up, and it's quite a bizarre opening month. In a way, you've got Broad Street, Old Redcliffians, Wimbledon. You've got four of your first five are against newly promoted teams. So
it's all it is. Yeah, of course, Wimbledon came up as well.
Unknown quantities, really.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Well, you know, there you are. There's a challenge for us. You know, on paper, we should win out at least four out of the first five, you know, according to the way rules work. The flip side of that is, you know, we don't know what to expect. And so, you know, if we try and prepare for whether they're playing a team that's struggling at the bottom and just come up, or someone like Chinna, who obviously are looking very strong for the top, if we prepare the same, have the same mindset, we'll get consistency in our performances. And over a league season that is as relentless as Nat 2 and Nat 1 is the same, as relentless as it is, if you get consistency of performances, and they're good performances, you'll get consistent results. And if you get consistent results, you win more league games than everybody else, you win the league. And it's simple as that, really. So, you know, there is pressure on us, definitely, these first four games, because it's like we don't know what to expect. You know, for us, it's a preparation to really focus on ourselves as a team and making sure we're better.
And just finally, Ollie, how different is the touchline or the dugout for you? how different will it be this weekend, comparing it with the pre-season games against, you know, Old Albany and Fylde and Bishop Stortford? There's more pressure, that the heartbeat goes up.
Of course there's more pressure on it. There's, you know, a mistake could lead to you losing the game. And that's 4 points, 5 points, where it might be down the pan. In pre-season, a mistake just leads to someone getting a telling off on a Monday and making sure it gets right. There's actually no repercussion apart from a verbal one in training or potentially selection. You know, there's more to it when it comes to league games. I try and remain pretty calm. You know, like, you know, Eddie Jones has said it, and I've always thought it for a while. You know, actually, come game day, you can't do much more. You know, your prep is done in the week. So we try and, as a coaching team and S&C team, prepare the players as best we can through kind of the Tuesday, Thursday sessions and Mondays when we're in as well, in the Monday evenings. And then come game day, you rely on players, you know, having the desire and the mindset and to manage and deal with situations themselves.